is Paula Kay for Turn On Love Drink, State of Origin 2012, Ask a Player, Ask a Coach. Today I have with me, straight from Origin Camp in Melbourne, ex-Marine player Adrian Vowles.
What's happening? I'm in camp in Melbourne with the Queensland Under-16 representative side. We've been in camp for about 5 days. We got to go and watch the Queensland State of Origin side train yesterday afternoon, and the boys were very happy to see their idols, all their Queensland idols, all in one spot. And I got to talk to Big Mel about the game, and he was very excited and quietly confident about doing a job, and as were a number of the players. So hopefully Queensland can make it a victory and take out the series once again.
So, Valsey, obviously being with the under-16s, you see our future development here in Queensland, right?
Yeah, they are the future of Queensland Rugby League, and hopefully a number of these boys step up and do become the superstars of the future, and if they can do that, it'll be worthwhile what we're doing.
So I spoke to Choppy about this last week, and, you know, obviously this is part of Queensland's master plan, you know, the depth, and obviously Mal's there keeping an eye on them, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he came and sort of met a couple of the boys yesterday, but it's probably not his role to do it. They've got a lot of development camps that they bring him into, and to see what's coming through, and people watch these sort of games as well, and see how they handle the pressure.
And really inspiring for the young boys, yeah?
Yeah, it is, very much so.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we've got a turn-on fan question for you. It is regarding Ricky and the Blues. So Jason Clark asks, since Ricky Stewart has picked a team with potential, if he loses tonight, do you think that he will make massive cuts like he has done in years before?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I thought there's a couple of players that are pretty hard done by, actually. Terry Sims is one of those guys, and I felt, you know, he should have been picked in. Anthony Watmow was another one I felt should have been in there.
Yeah, I agree.
He might make a couple of changes in the forwards, and I don't think he'll change his halves so much, but it's hard to say. New South Wales has probably been one of the reasons they haven't been successful in the last number of years, is a lot of swapping and changing. Queensland have sort of kept their similar side and just brought people in when they needed to, and that's probably been the difference. But I think if New South Wales years ago had just looked towards the future, they would be a lot better position.
Well, tomorrow will tell. I know you're as excited as I am about tonight, Valsey. Thank you so much for your time today. I know you're busy, and I'll see you as a celebrity judge of our model search.